This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Parental Immigration Detention and Children's Mental Health, What the Evidence Shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Pavuk, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Hundreds of thousands of children, including U.S. citizens, face acute psychological distress following parental immigration detention and deportation. Clinicians report a constellation of symptoms: developmental regression, sleep disruption, somatic complaints, and academic decline that align with established trauma sequelae documented in peer-reviewed literature on family separation and adverse childhood experiences. Key takeaways: parental detention creates measurable mental health symptoms in children, including anxiety, depression, and behavioral regression. Physical manifestations include sleep disorders, gastrointestinal complaints, and developmental delays. Long-term neurobiological consequences of childhood family separation are documented in longitudinal studies. Clinicians lack standardized protocols for screening and managing separation-related trauma in pediatric populations. Hundreds of thousands estimated number of children, many U.S. citizens, separated from parents during immigration enforcement actions. Clinical manifestations of family separation in children. Reported symptoms among children with detained or deported parents, based on clinical observations: sleep disturbances, high-frequency behavioral regression, high-frequency somatic complaints, high-frequency academic decline, high-frequency anxiety symptoms prevalent. Source: clinical reporting patterns from pediatric and mental health providers. Georgian Medical Journal News. The symptom profile, what clinicians are observing. Pediatricians and mental health providers report a consistent pattern of acute stress responses in children following parental detention. Sleep disruption, gastrointestinal complaints, behavioral changes, and academic deterioration emerge as primary clinical presentations within weeks of parental separation. According to clinical accounts documented in the KFF Health News investigation, these observations align with established diagnostic frameworks. The American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, recognizes family separation as a significant adverse childhood experience, ACEs, with documented associations to altered stress physiology and developmental disruption. The symptoms reported: regression to earlier developmental stages, somatic pain, sleep architecture disruption, mirror clinical presentations documented in children exposed to other forms of acute trauma, the neurobiology of separation, long-term health consequences. The neurobiological impact of parental loss during childhood extends well beyond immediate symptomatology. Longitudinal research on childhood trauma and attachment disruption has demonstrated measurable changes in hypothalamic pituitary adrenal (HPA) axis function, the central physiological system governing stress response. Elevated cortisol patterns and immune dysregulation documented in trauma-exposed children predict increased vulnerability to infectious disease, autoimmune conditions, and chronic inflammation across the lifespan. A systematic examination of adverse childhood experiences conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and Kaiser Permanente established dose-response relationships between cumulative ACE exposure and adult cardiovascular disease, depression, and substance use disorders. While research on family separation specifically is emerging, the mechanistic pathways are well characterized. Separation-induced hypervigilance activates chronic stress physiology, which in turn alters immune tolerance and metabolic regulation. Clinical care gaps and system-level challenges. A critical gap exists between the clinical need and available screening infrastructure. Most pediatric primary care settings lack standardized assessment tools for immigration-related trauma, and mental health referral pathways are fragmented. Clinicians report uncertainty regarding appropriate clinical documentation when children present with symptoms attributable to parental detention, a documentation challenge that may obscure the true epidemiology of this population-level health crisis. Additionally, the legal status of the child and custodial guardian creates barriers to continuity of care. Children in informal kinship care arrangements may lack insurance eligibility or documented guardianship authority to consent to mental health services. These structural barriers compound the clinical challenge of engaging families already navigating legal precarity and fear of further enforcement actions. Parental immigration detention creates acute psychological and physiological stress responses in children, with documented manifestations including developmental regression, sleep disruption, behavioral changes, and academic decline, patterns consistent with established trauma sequelae in the pediatric literature. Clinical observations documented in KFF Health News investigation. What this means for patients. Children experiencing parental detention require trauma-informed pediatric assessment, including screening for anxiety, depression, sleep disorders, and somatic complaints. Parents and caregivers should seek early mental health evaluation. Behavioral changes and developmental regression warrant urgent clinical attention. Maintaining contact with detained parents, where legally and safely possible, may mitigate some trauma sequelae. For clinicians, integrate immigration-related family separation into clinical screening protocols using validated ACE instruments. Consider neurobiological effects of parental loss on sleep, appetite, immune function, and behavior. Document immigration-related stressors with appropriate ICD-10 codes, e.g. Z59.8 for housing legal problems. Refer to trauma-informed mental health specialists and advocate for insurance coverage of separation-related therapeutic interventions, such as trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, TFCBT. For policymakers, expand behavioral health screening and intervention capacity in pediatric and school-based settings serving immigrant families. Establish clear clinical documentation standards for immigration-related trauma to improve epidemiological surveillance. Fund training in trauma-informed care for primary care providers. Coordinate with immigration legal services to ensure children in custodial limbo maintain continuous insurance and healthcare access. Frequently asked questions: what are the most common mental health symptoms in children separated from detained parents? Clinical observations document sleep disturbances, behavioral regression, including loss of toilet training in younger children, anxiety, depression, academic decline, and somatic complaints such as stomach aches and headaches. These emerge within weeks of parental detention and persist without intervention. Are these symptoms temporary, or do they have long-term health consequences? Research on adverse childhood experiences and childhood trauma indicates that acute separation experiences, if unresolved, predict long-term dysregulation of stress physiology, increased rates of depression and anxiety in adolescence and adulthood, and elevated risk for chronic physical health conditions, including cardiovascular disease and autoimmune disorders. What can pediatricians do if they suspect a child is experiencing family separation trauma? Screen systematically using validated ACE and trauma screening instruments. Refer to mental health specialists experienced in trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. Maintain detailed clinical documentation. Connect families to legal advocacy resources. And coordinate with school systems to identify academic supports and prevent further developmental disruption. The convergence of clinical observation and established trauma science points to a population-level mental health emergency requiring urgent integration into pediatric and public health surveillance systems. As family separation continues, healthcare systems must develop standardized protocols for identifying, documenting, and treating immigration-related trauma in children, a clinical imperative grounded in both evidence an ethical duty to vulnerable populations. Source: KFF Health News. Arrests of immigrant parents create mental health crisis for children.